the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, in Mark chapter 3, verse 29, Jesus says, "But he that shall blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation." What is this unforgivable sin that Jesus seems to be describing, and how is it committed?
Yeah, I knew this one was coming. This is one of the few passages, I say few, there's probably several passages in the Bible, but this is one of the main ones where it's highly misinterpreted and misunderstood. And there's so many of this. I'm sure we'll be hitting on a lot of these in these Q&As, but because of the extreme seriousness of this one, I believe it's a must that we understand it. What is this sin, this unpardonable, unforgivable sin that Jesus is describing here? And again, how is it committed? Here's my answer to the question, because he says there in verse, I think it's verse 28, "Truly I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, even the blasphemies that they speak, that they utter." And so he says there at the outset, that word sins, all sins, he's saying the totality of all sinful thoughts and actions, anything that we do shall be forgiven. That's a great statement that he says there in verse 28. He's telling us that every sin that we commit in our mind or in our bodies, the things that we don't do, the things that we do, will be forgiven. That we can be forgiven, the sons of men. He says that. That's great. And then he even adds the blasphemies. And whatever blasphemies they utter shall be forgiven. That's the most, I think he's taking that to the most extreme form of sin. Not just the thoughts and the actions, but it's complete and total defiance of God. It's speaking evil of God. It's defaming God. It's mocking God. Blaspheming is a terrible sin. And even here he says it can be forgiven. That if we confess that sin of speaking evil of God, of defiance of God, of defaming God, mocking God, if we confess that sin and repent of that sin, then we can be forgiven. Paul was even called he was formally a blasphemer. Peter was a blasphemer. If you look at your own life, can say that you've blasphemed God or Christ at some point in your life. And if you've done that sin, a terrible sin of blasphemy, he says here, it can be forgiven. You can be saved. You can be, if you confess your sins, it'll be wiped clean. That's a great truth. But then he goes on to say, "But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." So what is this? The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It's different here. He sets it in a different category. It's something completely different than the sin and different from the blasphemy that he mentions here. It's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit that cuts us off, it says, from the mercy of God. What is this? And I want to be very careful here, because I know there's all kinds of different interpretations. I don't want to say anything out of line, so I'm going to be very careful with my wording here. But I think it's talking mainly in the context here of those in Israel and those in this audience that Jesus is talking about. They had seen Jesus. They had seen the truth incarnate. They had seen all of his miracles. They'd heard all of his messages with all the evidence standing right in front of them. An opportunity to see Christ like none of us would ever have, to live with him, to be around him. They saw him. All the evidence, complete and total, saw it all, heard it all, knew it all, and then they would look at Jesus and say he is of the devil or his works is of Satan. That's saying that it's not his work is not of the Spirit and his words is not of the Spirit, but the Spirit is of Satan. They're making an absolute and permanent refusal to believe in Christ. And the results here, Jesus said, lose their chance to be forgiven. They cut themselves off from the mercy of God. In the face of all this evidence, the highest possible revelation from God, they see it, they know it, and they reject it and blaspheme the Holy Spirit in doing it. And they have cut themselves off where they have no chance. They doom themselves to hell. I think that's the context of this passage. I think that's what this sin is talking about mainly. Now you say, well, what does that mean to us today? How does that speak to us today? I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this applies to us today. I'm not sure about that. But I do know that the evidence is clear in what Jesus has said and in who Jesus is. That he is who he says he is. He did what the Bible says he did. So we have the full evidence of Christ sitting right in front of us. We know that to be true, who he is and what he did. And if we turn our backs, if we refuse, if we blaspheme the Holy Spirit now, if we curse God, if we defame God or mock God or speak evil of God after we've seen all that evidence, then we can cut ourselves off from God's salvation eternally. that we will be given no more opportunity, that we have leave no future for ourselves but hell. We need to be very careful that we don't blaspheme God and turn our backs on God, upon the revelation of God, the complete and total, all this evidence that He's shown us. That's why 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, today is the day of salvation. Don't reject. Don't turn your back. If you know who Jesus is, if you've seen what He's done and the evidence is right in front of you, believe in Him. Do not reject Him, or you might cut yourself off completely from the mercy of God and doom yourself to hell.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.